Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Across social yesterday that the Chicago Bulls radio announcer Chuck Swirsky was at the Vatican to present Pope Leo a custom Bulls jersey. Now you might be saying to yourself, well, why does this matter? Why do I care? The Pope, as many of you may have heard, is from Chicago, and not just Chicago. The Pope is a Bob from the South Side. That's the guy that you just hear would expect to call into a sports talk radio station with hot takes about the Bears. And he's the Pope now. So Chicagoans obviously had a field day when this first happened. But the problem is that how would you even gift His Holiness? What do you get for the Pope? I've had problems thinking of, like, if I'm going to, like, a friend's house and I need to bring something, what do I
bring? You're like, do I bring a bottle of wine? Do I bring an appetizer?
What the heck are you supposed to bring the Pope?
If I had to give a gift to the Pope, what do I get him?
I don't know.
And honestly, is he keeping any of this? It feels like a lower stakes thing than if I went to a birthday party at your house. What am I giving the Pope that he's actually displaying or keeping or cares about?
How funny would it be?
It's just getting tossed to the side. I'd have a harder time buying for Drew. Oh, I don't know what to get Drew this year.
What if the Pope had a man cave? What if the Pope had a man cave with just nothing but Chicago sports memorabilia across it? It's not out of the realm of possibility. He does have now a authentic Chicago Bulls jersey that just says Pope Leo on it. But I'm almost wondering too, because he's such a big fan. If he would have said,
"Retire from being the Pope," you're just
dead.
You're just Pope forever,
right, forever.
So you can't, like, hold on to all that. People give you gifts as the Pope. Like, they give you priceless Fabergé eggs. You can't compete. If you and I have to give the Pope something, it's got to be something personal. That's why the Bulls jersey works. Or it's got to be like...
Oh, so you're okay with the personalized Bulls jersey?
Even
though it's not going to be framed anywhere.
I actually think that that's better than attempting, like, something of, like, because you're not going to own anything of historical value from, like... You're not going to own, like, a King James Bible once owned by, like, Jefferson. You can't, you know... You can only compete.
Do you think LeBron James owns a King James Bible, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Right? Like, just naturally sends up to itself.
I think if my name lined up in any way like that, I probably would. It's a great nickname. I don't know why I was with a friend the other day and we were randomly talking about best sports nickname. And we all universally agree on the same ones that always play. If it's your name all the time, Magic, or those are the ones. Or White Chocolate. You know, if nobody calls you by your regular name.
Shout out Jason Williams.
Great nickname.
I would love to know what the Pope's nickname was growing up.
Oh, man. What's his name? What's his full name? I don't remember this now.
I just remember his name is Bob, and it's from the South Side of Chicago.
Bob from the South Side of
South Side Bob. I don't know. But I was also thinking, too, say the roles reversed. Obviously, I grew up in Chicago, but now Kansas City is my home. I've been here now almost 12 years. Say a Kansas City and were Pope instead of a Chicago-based guy. Would you just get him, like, a personalized Chiefs jersey? Would it be a Royal? Like, what would you get the Kansas City Pope?
Great question.
You're not bringing barbecue sauce to the Vatican.
And he probably already owns a Mahomes jersey. I think I would go, I think jersey's the play, but I think I would go unique player from the time in which he was a child. So let's say he's 40 years old, and I would find a player from when he was like 10, 11, 12, peak fandom, and it's got to be like, it would be like a boomer Grigsby. Like, I would go
okay,
obscure.
So you're really a real fan.
You're a real fan, and I'm proving you're a real fan by 10-year-old fan favorite player that only a Chiefs fan who is 10 would know. Not everybody knows a Mahomes jersey.
Right.
I'd go obscure.
Like the sentimental connection.
He'd have a Scott Skiles jersey, not Michael Jordan. You know, I'd get him something weird.
No, 100%. If he somehow said, like, you know,
Stacey King,
like that man, like
over on Twitch, someone said stained glass piece of the city.
If the Pope is from Kansas City, and I don't know where, you find out he was the biggest David DeJesus fan. You have to find a way to get a David DeJesus jersey and give it to him.
There's so many layers to what David DeJesus too. You know what I actually just thought of? How about like a custom Pope mobile, like decked out with your favorite team?
If it's endless money, sure. Like a little, it's geared up with some.
I think an NFL team can afford a Pope mobile.
Yeah, I think so. Man, a Pope mobile, that would be pretty sick.
Pope my ride.
When you're just, I mean, has anyone updated that one in a while? Here's the problem: is like, are they going to let you do this without like actually investigating it? You know. They got to like make sure that thing's actually safe. You got to get specs from the Vatican.
Like they're going to rip it apart and make sure that everything is.
Yeah, man. That's how this works.
They're going to bring it to exhibit and he's going to deck it out. And that's a reference from a few years ago. Pope my ride.
Somebody from the 75, obviously a priest Holmes jersey.
If you're just going puns, there's kind of an endless choice. Christian Okoye, priest Holmes. David DeJesus, you get him any jersey that could have any kind of religious affiliation, and you put him together. Right?
Is there a player named Pope on the Chiefs at any point?
Mark Pope?
Mark Pope? Leonard Pope?
Leonard Pope. Leonard Pope was definitely on the team.
You just have a jersey that just says Pope on it.
Leonard Pope jersey is about as obscure as it gets. Because he played for the Chiefs, didn't he? He was drafted by the Chiefs, I thought. Yeah. No, he just played for him after. He spent 3 years in Kansas City, old Leonard Pope.
3 years in Kansas City?
Mm-hmm. David, it was a...
I thought Leonard Pope was going to be so good.
It was a dark time.
6'8", 264. Thought the guy was going to be a gazelle trying to just get over the middle of the field, just
too
catch
big.
Touchdown after touchdown.
Too
yes.
big. That was the problem. That's the random question of the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.